listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State fans, what is going on? Purple Project Podcast Daily returns. Eddie Greer here after a few days off due to other obligations. Back with you for another Purple Project Podcast Daily edition. As we are wrapping up the weekend, first weekend in the new month of May, folks. How about that, Wildcat Nation? May is upon us already here in 2021, and K-State baseball rolling here in the homestand as they easily whipped up on Texas Southern. Little Texas cooking here in Little Apple this weekend as double digits all three games, including today, 16-1, a thumping of Texas Southern. As well, you go back here real quick. It's been a minute since did a daily here due to other obligations as well as dealing with allergies here. But hopefully on the other side of getting over that, Wildcat Nation. But anyways, back on Friday, first game of a three-game set. K-State beat Texas Southern 16-4 and 15-6 yesterday. And then the offensive train continued to run through Texas Southern as they win today this afternoon 16-1 there against Texas Southern as well. As they're set, they are rolling right now. They're set. Their next game, they're going to be taking on Baylor, I believe. They're going to be going to Baylor, if I'm not mistaken. Yep, that is correct. Baylor and then KU, but I don't want to look that far. But a huge series next weekend, or this upcoming weekend, I should say, against the Baylor Bears. But yes, 16-1 this afternoon there. Casey Ford still undefeated this season, goes to 4-0, while the boy Caleb got the loss today. He is 0-2. One year for them, but K-State now 27-16 on the campaign there, as well as K-State getting four more home runs in this game. Nick Goodwin went 2 of 3 in this one. Sack Oskoska, seems like we'll be talking about him every daily podcast. 2 for 2 in this game. Daniel Carcini, 2 of 3. And sorry, I butchered your name a little bit, but I'm going with it, rolling with it here in the Pro Project Podcast. And Chad Shade, excuse me, going 1 of 3. I gotta take it easy here. Like I said, getting over the back end of spring allergies. But anyways, here, let's go through the box score here real quickly here. K-State scored 16 runs on 11 hits with no errors in this game. Good job. 3 left on base. Texas Southern, only 1 run in this game today, 3 hits and an error, and he left only 1 on base. So they were shut down all afternoon long. K-State scored 9 runs on 5 hits. Big 4th inning on that one. They batted around, bringing a total of 12 Wildcats to the plate. Cats batted around this game four different innings in this series, which it was highly, highly dominated by the Wildcats. The Cats, also our Koskoska, I should say, had his team best 13th home run in this game, making number 22 in his K-State career. Chris Caballos, here we go. Caballos train rolling here in 2021. Knocked out another home run at 20 today. He did this for the fourth straight game, and now it's 8 home runs of the year. So Chris Caballos now on a home run streak. We need to be keeping an eye on this, Wildcat Nation, as we go down to Baylor, down to Waco next weekend. Caballos now has 15 RBIs, excuse me, in the last 4 games. Nick Goodwin, his first hit of the season was a home run in this game, and he drove it. Drove in a team high of 4 runs in the game. Caballos and Goodwin each drove in 3 runs apiece in the game. Carcini and Cameron Thompson drove in a pair, while Koskoska also drove in a run as well. K-State had a total of 7 extra base hits in this game. The Cats were 6 of 13 with runners on base today. 5 of 9 with runners in scoring position. Like I just talked about, Casey Ford going now is 4-0 this year. Allowed 1 run a day, 3 hits, 5 struck out, and 5 innings of work in the game as well. So, and also the bullpen, 3 combined pitchers going for 2 shutout innings today of relief, whipping up 5 strikeouts as well in this game. K-State in all 3 games, double digits, scoring 16 twice in a series. First game, score 16. And then today in the series finale, you cap off 16 with a 15, with a 15 spot on them in the middle game of the series there. So, yep, next for the Wildcats, it will be against Baylor next, or I should say this upcoming weekend, but K-State continuing the roll. K-State now, gotta give me a drink here for a second. Okay, K-State now has won 6 games in a row, folks. So your Wildcats are on a roll right now and sitting 11 games over 500. So that's going to put a book on that for baseball. Baseball continues to roll, and we'll see if that offense can go on the roll, could go on the road and keep the show moving. Eddie Gritt at third. That's a wrap for now. Purple Project Podcast Daily in the Bucks.
Listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.